علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we were discussing about this topic based on the sermon number 147 in Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon has mentioned certain aspects that we can consider when trying to understand this particular form or method of Islamic governance. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has also mentioned a few prophecies regarding the Islamic community, that is, what will face the Islamic community in the future, and what the community should do to be able to protect themselves from entering into those situations. One of those things that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions is that وَلَيْسَ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ ذَلِكَ الزَّمَانِ سِلْعَةٌ أَبْوَرَ مِنْ كِتَابِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ إِذَا تُلِيَ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. He says that, and there is nothing more undesirable, there is no commodity more undesirable than the book of God which is read in the right way. When there is nothing more undesirable than the book of God which is interpreted and understood in the correct and desirable, the correct way, the Islamic way. On the other hand, there is nothing more valuable, more, you can say, liked and desirable than the book of God which is interpolated. وَلَا أَنْفَقَ مِنْهُ إِذَا حُذْرِفَ عَنْ مَوَاضِعِهِ. And when it is, when the book of God is interpolated, it is changed, it is misinterpreted, then it becomes very much desirable and liked by the community, by the people. That's how the situation will be in the future, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we listen to these words, we feel sometimes that actually we are actually living those times now. And it is true. Today, the wrong interpretations of the Quran with the new hermeneutics that has come up in the postmodern world, we notice that the Quran and the Book of God, the books of God, are open to all sorts of interpretation. In fact, every reader becomes an interpreter in his own right. And now the interpretation of the Quran it is in, while interpreting the Holy Quran, it becomes irrelevant to know what the author of the Quran actually wanted to say. What is important, according to them, is what the person understands. And this itself is a very huge trap which has been laid by these theologians and these scholars and these lexicographers and these, you can say, these exegesis of the Quran. They have all brought these types of ideologies and views out of being inspired from the Western movement of avoiding the books of God and the advancement of secularism. I can say this is a kind of an advanced form of secularism, whereby the books of God become completely something that is a plaything in the hands of whoever reads it. This is actually one of those things that can completely lead to irreligiosity, because now when the Quran and the books of God are open to all sorts of interpretation and all interpretations are correct in their own right, that would mean that we don't have a reality that we are trying to follow, and all that exists is just our whims and desires and what we feel. And in fact, these are the things, these types of interpretations, these types of you can see views are the ones that the materialistic people and the world loving people of the world are ready to give dollars, millions of dollars to spend so that they can justify their lifestyle. I'm personally aware of certain institutes that are there in the Western world that carry this type of ideology, and I know that they are being supported by these conglomerates and these rich companies and these materialistic minded people. They are ready to spend millions of dollars for this type of ideology. And if you notice, Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha already mentions it, and he says that this type of interpretation of the Quran, where there is a lot of interpolation and change, is something that will be very desirable, and people will be ready to spend a lot of money behind it. May Allah protect us from that.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
There is another thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions as a prophecy and says, وَلَا فِي الْبِلَادِ شَيْءٌ هُوَ أَنْكَرَ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Another thing that he says is that in the cities there will be nothing more disliked, nothing more unknown, nothing more ignored than goodness, than what is correct, than good deeds. While on the other hand, he says, وَلَا أَعْرَفَ مِنَ الْمُنْكَرِ. And there will be nothing more known, nothing more attended to than the evil things, evil actions, evil thoughts, evil deeds. This is how the end of the times will be. And if you notice, you can actually witness this happening today, that adultery, drinking, alcohol, eating unlawful things, you know, cheating, lying, tricking people, killing them, wars, all of these are given a very beautiful picture. These are the things that are correct, that are good, that are being propagated. While on the other hand, good deeds, when a person is trying to be good, they give him the stamp of being a fundamentalist. This is something that is happening today. And of course, there are a lot of discussions that can be done regarding this, but we will suffice with this discussion that we had. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us do good and stick to what is good and stay away from evil. And let us not try to justify what we have made as errors and mistakes, and instead be happy with what is correct and what is real. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه